What is that kind of countdown? We're trying to sound cool?
No, I this is just how I sound.
Me too.
It's not my fault.
Not my fault I sound like Popeye Doyle.
Born cool.
You didn't have a reference of someone you sound like?
Popeye Doyle?
Someone from the 70s? You couldn't pick somebody else from the 70s?
Henry Winkler.
I meant the character.
The Fonz.
Right, no, I made the leap to the Fonz.
But maybe everyone else didn't. Maybe our German audience didn't.
I think his name is German. I think Winkler is German name.
Yeah, but what would he be called? What would the Fonz be in German?
Das Fonz.
Das Fonzie.
Don't make it weird.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 304 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam Vancouver.
A nice flourish this week.
Yeah.
Really brought it. How is Vancouver?
Pretty good, considering the Canucks are 4-0 and they were forecasted to be the worst team in the NHL.
Uh-huh.
First four-game winning streak since 2014. I'm not on the bandwagon.
2014, yeah. Way back.
They haven't won four games in a row, though. That's two seasons of winning. They haven't won four games in a row for 2 years. This is the worst Canucks team on paper, so much so that you can buy tickets for half of face value.
Right.
And they're 4-0. They are the best team in the NHL. No. Nobody wants to go. It's a boring product, but they are.
However, if I understand correctly, like, isn't it even so bad on paper that the goalie from UBC suited up last week?
He may have. Someone might have.
No, he did. I heard somebody got. It was a short term call up. They needed a backup because one of the goalies got sick or injured.
Yeah, I think someone might have been sick.
So they dressed the UBC kid.
Yeah, I missed that because of course he didn't play. But yeah, right. I missed the notion that he got. But three consecutive come from behind victories in the third period. They were down in all three of the first games, won all of them in either overtime or shootout, and then they just reeled off their fourth win in a row. So. Best team in the NHL right now. It's all downhill from here.
Get the bandwagon out of mothballs.
Yeah,
get it out.
Yeah,
that's people got to be jumping. People are probably still pretty skeptical though.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Just because this is not an exciting team to watch right now. But
yeah.
They are 4-0. So just thought I'd mention that. That's what's going on in Vancouver right now. I'm also. I can't remember what I was going to say. There's no also.
Just that.
I'm also.
I haven't been to Vancouver in almost a year now.
Okay.
It's been a year since I've been home, so.
Oh, all. I just, based on the time-space continuum leap, I just came back from Disneyland.
You're back now. I was going to mention.
Yeah. So I will probably post some photos.
Disneyland.
That I took. And my intention is to only take the little point-and-shoot camera. But now my wife keeps asking me, are you bringing another camera? Are you just bringing that? And so now it's kind of like, I mean, when I come back, which is now, I'm going to hope that I had enough, confidence.
Male fortitude.
Yeah, confidence and male fortitude to just stick with my ballpark or my original plan, which is just take the little point and shoot.
Go with that plan. Why would you not?
I know. She's shaking me. She's shaking me with this whole, I don't know.
Tell her she's welcome to bring any of your cameras.
No, and it's the point is like, you know, sometimes you know it as well. Like you go for the artistic shot because you can do it with the fancy cameras.
Not your first rodeo at Disney World, though.
No, I know. And like you say, I much prefer to just carry this thing around. And it's going to go in my pocket and I never worry about it. And it takes great images and it's going to be during the day where I should find myself in plenty of light or not take the photo at all.
Listen, this goes against my whole ethos. Don't bring your other camera.
Okay.
Well, don't do it. There's no reason to, because your kids have... This isn't even your second time at Disneyland, is it?
No, it's like our fourth time.
Yeah. So the bloom is off that rose a little bit.
They won't really remember the last time they were there, or they vaguely remember it.
We were in
Disney World, but it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Different animal.
Yeah.
No, it is different. Disneyland.
Yeah, chalk and cheese, really.
Disneyland, last time we were there a couple years ago, and to kids who are 7 and 9, that's like eons ago.
No, I understand that. Percentage of their life. I get the whole perspective thing.
Right.
However, like that first time that they rolled into Disneyland, that very first time, however many years ago, like, did you even have both kids, or was it just with your daughter?
No, we've done it all with both of them.
With both. The very first time that you rolled in, the look on their face must have just been amazing.
I don't remember.
Should have had a camera.
I probably did, but I don't remember that. I mean, I'm sure it was. Yeah, let's just go with yeah.
Sure. The fact that you don't even remember means you don't need to bring your setup.
No, I need it, because now that's the only way I'm going to remember.
No. You need to bring your little point and shoot.
Yeah.
I don't think you need. There's not going to be any pictures that you're going to be missing. It'd be really awesome. I needed the 85 here. I needed 85 of her in the Princess Castle here, and the fake Neuschwanstein Castle. I needed the 85 for that.
I think here.
Trip ruined.
Here's where the social pressure gets to me. Okay, mm-hmm. so this is, and I think you can relate to this, and I think other photographers can relate to this as well, is that I've set the bar for a trip to Disneyland and the photos that are going to come back relatively high.
With whom? Okay? With whom?
Let's say my friends and my wife's friends.
Just say
and,
in-laws.
No. I'm going to say more with friends than with it. They could care less, because, like you say, they think every photo is the greatest thing ever. But with the general audience that would look at my photos in social media, the bar has been set pretty high, right? And you know this. All the photos you post are generally good photos.
Yes.
Yeah, and not a lot of just snapshots. And so now, when we come back from Disneyland, there's going to be a lot of, what did Adam shoot?
Did Adam slip and fall in the tub and hit his head?
Yeah, exactly. And so now it's pretty tough to live up to those same photos taken all with the point and shoot. They'll be good, and I'll obviously, look for good light and all the things I can do, but you're not going to get the same thing taken with that camera as you would with a 85mm 1.8 lens on a full frame, pro camera. So that part of it, that's the only ego thing that sort of makes me think,
now you're saying it. Now it wasn't the social pressure, it was the ego thing.
It's the ego thing of this isn't the same, but I'm still doing it anyways. Or I did it because I'm back now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it, and the photos are fantastic.
They are.
There's only 11 of them, though. There's only 11 of them.
Your back feels good?
My back feels great, and I didn't ever have to worry about where I'm going to put it down, all those little things that irk you. My wife, can you hold the camera while I go on the ride with the kids or whatever?
I go bust into the bathroom on somebody.
you had to go there.
Throwback.
Callback.
I mean.
So anyways, I'm only bringing that camera.
Splash Mountain. Are you going to go on Splash Mountain?
It's actually closed for refurbishment right now, so I don't have to worry about that one. But Grizzly River Run is a very wet ride.
Okay, so bring the camera.
A little Ziploc. Yeah.
A little Ziploc. Exactly.
Yeah, of course. Come on. Not my first water ride with camera rodeo.
I Ziploc'd to the pool the other day.
Why not?
I brought the iPod only because I took the kids to the pool, and their new move, my kids' new move, is I was trying to teach my kids, two and 5 years old, how to dive headfirst into the pool, and they just, my daughter messed up and kind of did a front flip instead,
right?
And so my
from
son,
her gymnastics training,
yeah, and. Then my son, not to be outdone, he was in, so he did the exact same thing. So he just did a front flip into the pool as well, and I was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. So the next week we went, I wanted to get video of this.
Right.
Not going to bring my real 5D Mark II to the indoor swimming pool. Mm-hmm. Just the humidity and all the, the idiots that roam around there.
Right.
And so I brought just my old iPod, but threw it in a Ziploc. Took it out to shoot, and then just put it right back in the Ziploc in the pool bag. Ziploc. Love it.
They're good. Yeah. My wife says, every time she sees me pull out a Ziploc, she's like, landfill. Like, that's what she says. Like, she thinks
that
Ziplocs are killing our universe. So I have to be very stealth when I'm going to the Ziploc cupboard.
My wife thinks I'm rolling a doobie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's her, though.
Yeah, that's on her.
That's she just yells out, dime bag! Like, wait, what? You're a teacher, man. Cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not at all. So we're talking about, we haven't even got into anything. Amazon.
Yeah.
Buy your Ziplocs on, I bet you do buy Ziplocs on Amazon.
I don't personally, but I'm sure somebody does.
Yeah, I'm like,
Costco.
I'm on Costco.
They
not a sponsor.
Get a zillion Ziplocs for a dollar.
Yeah, I think that's probably what we have. I think last time I was over there, couple years back, just bought a bunch, brought them back in my carry-on.
Yeah.
Looks suspicious.
But get everyone else, get theirs on Amazon.
And click through our site. It helps us out.
Yeah.
What's going on, Adam?
Well, I just told you. I just came back from Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So that was big.
Well, I had almost the same experience. You had Disneyland.
Okay.
I tore the floor out of my shed.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, you
all
know,
right. Was the floor rotten?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was a general maintenance decision.
Yeah, I don't want to one-up you on your Disneyland story, but...
Okay, all right.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, no, when we moved in the place, we have the shed with the bikes and the garden tools and all that stuff, and the floor was a little bit trampoline-y then, a little dodgy, a little wood floor, a little bit. I knew the time was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that time came, and just so it wasn't being held together anymore, so I just decided to tear it out. So that's it.
So have you put the new floor in?
Mostly.
Okay.
We need the shed, we have bikes and whatnot, but I'm not putting another wood floor down because if I'm being frank, the previous owner did not engineer this very well.
Okay. So what are you going to put down?
I've backfilled it with sand and gravel, and I was debating on pouring cement in there. Just pouring the cement floor.
Yeah,
there's issues
yeah.
involved in that. There's a drainage thing and like a well. It's like we have like not a regular well, but like a rainwater collector that's buried under the ground.
Right.
That basically the access to that has to come in the middle of this floor. So if I cement it down, that's going to be a problem.
So just dirt. Dirt floor.
No. What am I, Abe Lincoln? I'm going to do better than that.
Okay.
I think
carpet. Carpet down.
I think he was born in a log cabin with a dirt floor. That's what I understand.
Get a nice, like, I don't know, in Germany, do they have the nice Malaysian carpet store? Like they have at the mall?
Yeah. I think you're thinking of Persian.
Oh, yeah, not Malaysian.
Yeah, different country.
Yeah, they might.
And that one of them doesn't even exist anymore.
Does Malaysia have carpet stores?
I'm assuming they also have Persian carpet stores.
Okay, all right. Yeah. The Persian carpets, all beautiful.
Yeah, I might get one of those. Yeah, that'd be great out there. No, I'm gonna. We've torn our entire front yard apart. We had the backhoe come in last week and just tear it all out because we're gonna put grass down and a new driveway. So I took all the paving stones out, and those paving stones will now form the new floor.
Okay, glad we got to the bottom of that.
No.
Yeah.
No, but you said Disneyland. I said, hey, I can one up you, and
sure,
here it is. And so since you're gonna send me pictures of Disneyland, or at least a couple, I'm sure, or post them on Facebook, whatever it is, I'll post a picture of me tearing up the floor.
Perfect.
I think it's reasonable. I think people want to know. Hey, Alan, how do you tear up your floor?
Yes.
Here you go. That's how.
I hope and your son take it on your 5D Mark II?
My wife took it, I think, with the 40D.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already been taken.
All right.
But the good news is we have a ton of firewood. I chopped it all up, and it's now backyard firewood.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a little fire. It's fully acceptable here to have fires in your backyard in Germany.
Why not?
I don't know. Why not? That's what I say, why not? So we have a little, like a metal fire, movable fireplace thing, Feuerschale, like a fire shell, I guess it's called.
Yeah.
So we do that. Basically, but my wife, she said, well, why don't we save that? We can burn it in the house and heat the house. The dirty floor, the dirty, rotten floor you want burning in your house.
Right.
She did not think it through.
Right.
So I said, no, we're not doing that. Yeah, negative. Anyways.
Okay.
Are we recording this? Why?
No, this is good.
Yeah, this is all good stuff.
Yeah. Need to know. Yeah.
Did you shoot anything interesting?
Yes.
In the last 2 weeks. Spoiler alert, because you're in Disneyland while we're recording this, we're actually recording it early.
We're pre-recording.
So, I saved one from last week.
Okay, let's do yours first.
Okay, since this should make it all about me. The challenge photo last week was my friends in the nice sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Long lens. It was actually part of a family photo shoot that they had hired me for 2 years ago.
Okay.
I think they hired me. I don't know if they might have even paid me 2 years ago. I forget. But they basically expressed interest 2 years ago, and then one thing led to another, and it never could get all 16 people together.
Mm-hmm.
Extended family. It was my friend there. It's his mom and dad, and they have four kids, and they're all there, and they all have family, and so basically had to get 16 people together all at once. And so we finally made it happen. And the reason I would want to talk quickly about it, or at all, is just how well organized these people were. Like, for real. Normally I complain about stuff, and that's, you know, hilarious to everybody, but this was a situation of, like, they know me quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what I've been taking pictures of them and their kids for, you know, since I've been in Germany. And so she specifically, the woman in the picture last week, had everything dialed in. She had pre-scouted the location they wanted. She had even paid attention to the lighting, because she said, oh, you know, what time should we meet? And I said, well, we can probably get away with 2 o'clock, because I know not everybody can, you know, meet later in the evening. But she said, well, she was there 2 days earlier, and at 5 o'clock, the light was really beautiful. So why don't we do it then?
Wow.
So I said, yeah, let's do that.
That is good.
Yeah, nailed it. And especially for the location that they wanted a church in the background. Like, there's a church up on a hill. They wanted that to be in the background of the shot.
Yeah.
And so she made sure that basically the sun would be at my back, so I could shoot them in the foreground, the church in the background, and everything be lit properly. I wasn't having to shoot into the sun. And 16 people, they wanted to have a bench involved, mm-hmm, to seat some people down so they could all get in, you know, together in the shot. And so she brought that and had it decorated, like, with a sheet over it, so it wouldn't be like a regular beer bench. And to start to finish, nailed it. So that meant that, and this is why if you're getting your picture taken, or you're telling people, you know, people are hiring you, being organized will pay off for them. Because, mm-hmm, first of all, the shot they hired me for, I was done in about 8 seconds. Because there's no lighting through the lens on there, like, that I wanted. I shot the main one with a 50 mil lens, and then was able to quickly say, all right, the next 15 minutes, let's just shoot around.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll get a whole bunch of different options. We'll move the whole group around. We'll shoot, you know, different backgrounds with the 16 of you, split you off into families and then pairs, and I can just blast off a whole ton of photos in like 25 minutes.
Yeah. And knowing that, again, you've already set yourself up with the good light, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
So hats off to them, and I sent them a sneak preview. Like, there's probably, you know, once I get done editing, there'll be like, I don't know, 25 different setups, like different combinations of kids and parents and whatever. There'll be 25, 30 different shots.
Yeah, and I mean, it all comes down to, again, you know, good light, number one, shoot at the right time of day, right, and good location. That's it. If you do those two things, if you're going to go get your photo taken with your family, you know, think about those two things, and then the rest, you're going to get good images.
Hard to miss. If you don't get good images, you've hired the wrong person.
Yeah, or if you're doing it, those are the two things that you should be thinking about, right?
Yep.
And that's all I'm ever thinking about is where's the location going to be, and what's the best time of day? And then, I mean, sometimes the weather can mess with you and you can get a little bit unlucky. But bottom line is time of day and nice scenic background, and you're set.
Well, with 16 people, I mean, we did have a contingency plan, because they can't all get together. So I did have all my batteries charged. I had all four strobes with me. Worst case scenario, we were going to have to go to somebody's house who right. lived nearby, go yeah. inside, find a blank wall, that kind of thing, and set up and basically shoot clusters of people and then piece them together.
Yeah, that would have been no fun.
Oh, I'm glad we did not do that.
Yeah.
I think I sound like Rip Torn right there. Rip Taylor.
Sure.
A little bit. Ah, I won't cut that out. Enjoy it. Anyways, that was what I shoot, and that's why that became part of the photo challenge last week.
Okay.
So there you go. And yourself, what did you shoot that might interest us?
Green screen video.
Nope.
Yeah, no interest here. I don't know. I had this thought. They do it a lot in education, and because my wife's a teacher and some of our friends, many of our friends are teachers, I just, my daughter and son both had kids over, and it was a play date, and they were, you know, doing different things around the house, and then they were kind of looking for something to do, and I thought, you know what might be fun, you know, they do it in some classrooms, and the kids seem to love it, is green screen video, and I thought, hey, I have a green screen, I have a mm-hmm. giant green screen, so what's involved here? Like I thought, you know, there's probably, my first instinct was there's probably an app for this and the kids could, you know, use an iPad or a phone or whatever to take the video. And I bet you there's an app that will literally just, if we put up a green screen, we'll make the background, whatever you decide it to be. Sure enough, there is. So I asked a friend who's kind of like in charge of, all the tech stuff for the school district in Richmond, what a good app was, because I knew he'd know. He's an Apple educator and blah, blah, blah. I knew he'd know. And sure enough, he sent me, oh, get this one. It's called DoInk. He called it Doink, but that's just because DoInk, if you piece it together, says Doink.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't know if you'd catch that. But anyways, it's great. Really easy for kids to use. It kind of works like...
So an app like on a phone?
App on a phone, but you can do it on your phone, your tablet, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Basically it sort of layers it like iMovie, where you've got sort of three layers. So you can kind of do, you know, whatever, if you want the background to be video and you're going to lay video on video, and then your next layer is going to be the video you actually take. So whatever you decide the background to be, because as soon as you take the phone and you tell it, okay, it sees the green and immediately it wipes that out and it'll replace that layer with whatever you decide it to be. So as long as your subject's not wearing, you know, green on the green background, mm-hmm. it'll basically show up with them and then whatever you've told the background to be. So it could be a still image, it could be a video, and then you put your next layer is the video you take, and then you can add even another layer. So it allows you to do three layers. So if you want to bring in something else like a custom animation, there's apps to do all kinds of different things. I didn't get this far along with the kids, but the demo video works really great. So you can make your little custom animations and then lay that on top as well. And then you've got these three layers. And so the kids basically, you know, just stood in front of the green screen. We took a bunch of, I thought, okay, well, what do you want to use as backgrounds? And we did a Halloween background, and then Jack did a wrestling promo. So we put a wrestling ring in the background. What else we did? They sang "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" with a Halloween background, and you know, just silly, funny little sure. things. But it was great fun with the kids, and it looks really good.
And they have canned backgrounds, like stuff that you can use, or can you shoot your own?
On that app, no, you shoot your own. On that app, I think we tried, and we just didn't see where they're sort of like pre-made backgrounds were. There probably is, but I didn't spend that much time. We just went and shot, because they're like, oh, we want the Eiffel Tower and we want, you know, Statue of Liberty, and you know, and so they'd sort of say, oh, we're standing here outside the Statue of Liberty, and
they're standing here in Vegas.
Yeah, we did Vegas. And so anyways, that was kind of the fun little afternoon, and I think the app was $3.99 or $2.99, and really, really user friendly. The only thing I realized is with kids is they were hand holding the camera, so the background, when it's a still image and the video overlaid on a handheld camera, not a good combination. They look like they're floating around all right. over the place. So I was telling them, you got to keep it still. And the next time we do this, I would literally just, you know, get the Gorillapod set up on a chair and then set it up so they could just stand in front, and that way you'd get, you know, a still video in front of it, because it looks much better when the image isn't moving around on this static background. It'd probably be less noticeable shooting video on video. Like if you took a video of them, you know, kids running around in the backyard and then had them stand in front of that, it would be less noticeable.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but fun. Do Ink was the app we used, so not a sponsor, but worked really well, and I will be playing around with this in the future.
Sounds great.
Need a Two Hosers background. We could have our opening. Hello, this is Adam from the Two Hosers coming to you from the studio.
Do it.
Yeah, not going to do it.
You do it. Can you red screen it, and then you could just float with your hoser shirt on. Would disappear, but the logo would still be there.
Yeah,
genius.
Have you done any of this? Any green screen video stuff?
A long time ago, like we did some back in film school when it was still kind of brand new. Like,
yeah,
I say brand new. I mean, they did it in Superman, right, in 1978. But
yes,
you know, since then it's obviously changed. The fact that you can do it on your phone is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And I'm thinking if I actually put up a few continuous lights, like you probably get some pretty awesome results, especially if you put the camera on a tripod.
It'd be kind of fun. You could do some fun stuff. Now, I am imagining a video Christmas card of your kids singing with some snow setting in the background.
Oh, believe me, I've already thought of it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for bringing it up then.
Yes, you should be.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah, for you.
Mm-hmm, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. One other quick note. I was going to run past you and maybe our listeners. Although by the time this airs, I probably already pulled the trigger because that's kind of what I've been doing lately.
Pulling the trigger?
Making stuff happen.
Okay.
Throwing caution to the wind and saying, you know what, it's probably good. Let's do it. Of course, okay. I can eat glass.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Crunch it up in your teeth fine enough, you're going to be fine. I'm considering buying a fog machine.
Oh, I've had this thought too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to hook up your car and then just put a smoke screen behind you when you're driving?
No, but okay. To do cool photo effects.
Yeah. Why haven't you bought one?
I think because every time I think about it, it's around Halloween time when they're super expensive. It's like buying an air conditioner and a heat wave.
I thought they were supposed to be cheaper at Halloween.
No, the price gets jacked up because that's pretty much the only time I ever think about it, when they're readily available at places like Canadian Tire or wherever your local hardware store that sells Halloween-related blow-up things for your lawn. But yeah, so and then also they do these pop-up shops of Halloween stores that always have them, and you know the liquid that goes in there it's all pretty expensive. And so I thought I'm gonna wait like Christmas trees until 2 weeks after Halloween, and then I'm gonna pick one of these up super cheap, but then I never think about it until the next year.
So I think here Halloween is not really a thing, and so I'm gonna have to buy mine on Amazon anyways.
Okay.
Which I'm gonna do, and they're not bad. I mean, I think they're much more expensive here in Germany than they are in America anyways.
So how much are you willing to pay? Let's call it US dollars.
In U.S. dollars.
Like what? Because this, I'm just thinking, like, let's go with something in the middle here.
Well, okay, U.S. dollars, like I said, the one I'm looking at that's getting great reviews is around 38 euros here.
Okay, so is that 50 bucks U.S.?
Yeah, 50, a little bit, less than that, 45 or something like that.
Okay, and then you have to buy the liquid stuff for it.
That's about 10 bucks.
Okay, all right.
So you can find them on...
$60 investment.
Yeah, you can find them online on Amazon.com for like $25 and you know, $8 for the, you know, and I don't think that's even the cheapest one. I'm not talking about getting the cheapest one possible. Now there's higher, there's much larger, you know, industrial size ones for like nightclubs and whatnot, and those are like $150 to $600. Like you can spend a lot of money.
And what's your application for this?
Photos.
Okay.
Like, so just for in the studio, I want to add smoke for different reasons. Just like a hint of smoke that you don't really see, but diffuses the light. Like that's a really great effect. I also want to have, you know, backlit smoke. I want to have cool looking settings in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I've thought about it. If you have pulled the trigger,
I've done it.
Okay. So you don't have it physically in your hands yet.
Not now that I'm talking, but when you're listening to it, I will have pulled the trigger because it just, I'm getting amped up just talking about it.
Okay, well, if you have a good experience, so I'm going to eagerly anticipate your review, and maybe there's an upcoming Fog Machine episode based on
this. Well, we've
both
shot with one before at the
I really enjoyed it. That's absolutely a thing that I think about every year. So I'll wait for your review, and then you can tell me exactly what product, because I think I did the scouting on the earbuds this go around.
Yes.
And if you're happy with your product, I will purchase one myself. So
I'll be surprised if I'm not. But also imagine this. Imagine like if you have people over, or you're going to someone. This requires a little more lead time. But if you're going to someone else's house for a party, and you show up, and you have your wife has to go in first. Oh, Adam's parking the car. But nobody notices that she just quietly sets up a smoke machine at the front door. And then just as you're coming out the steps, she fires it. And then you walk into the party through backlit smoke. That's your signature entrance to every single party. That would be awesome.
Just bringing it everywhere with me.
I would highly, strongly, like I'm not buying the battery powered one because those are pretty expensive. So you have to plug it in. So it's a bit cumbersome.
Yeah.
That would be the first time you do it would be awesome. And then the next like 40 times, it'd be like, all right, we've seen it.
Yeah, but then you'd bring in like your portable like sound system as well.
Oh,
like,
what
music's playing when you come into the smoke?
Get ready for this.
Okay.
You know that song?
It's Wild Thing?
No, Get Ready for This, that whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, I thought you were prepping me for
the
song. Just saying, get ready. I'm going to tell you.
I'm sure
one second.
Too Unlimited. No, it was every barn, every hockey barn in the 1990s played it.
Okay.
Isn't it by Too Unlimited or something like that?
It's sure. Kind of something. I don't know who. Yeah.
Okay,
I know the
fine.
Song,
you'll play Cotton Eye Joe, I'm sure, but. And you get some lasers or the opening of that song Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah.
That's
another
something.
Good one. Yeah, I was thinking Wild Thing.
Eh, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Still sour they knocked the Jays out.
Yeah, all right, that's
anyways.
True. It brings sour memories back.
So anyways, yeah, okay. I'm now the proud owner of a Fog Machine.
Sweet.
That would, and it's going to scare my kids' friends.
That's going on my Christmas list right now.
Yeah, you're gonna get
machine.
It before Christmas. You could, because you combine that with your green screen stuff. You're shooting Casablanca. You're shooting a Casablanca reboot in your living room.
Oh my goodness, this is giving me like a photography like just inspiration.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. All of a sudden, Jack, he's Rick Blaine. It's the last scene. Your daughter's Ingrid Bergman.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I love it.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. So, and I actually, you know, my family is now asking me and extended family as well, what can we possibly get for you for Christmas? And I've been drawing blanks everywhere. So this fits into that, you know, perfect. They can find it anywhere, or at least they could find it at, you know, Home Depot or Canadian Tire or whatever. And, you know, it doesn't cost that much. But something that I've had a hard time justifying buying myself.
Or at the next party you have, you don't tell anybody you own it. You put it in the bathroom. Come out of the bathroom at the party after an extended time in the bathroom with smoke just pouring out of the bathroom. Do not go in there.
That would be awesome.
This thing's going to pay for itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Forget photos. That's just an ancillary thing. Awesome.
All right.
Done. And
photo
done.
Challenge.
Photo challenge is Halloween. All right, I'll go first this week since you went last week.
Okay.
I took your advice. You said don't make a Spider-Man costume. Just buy it for me. Are you kidding? He's going to grow out of it.
Right.
For $25, I went down and got him the Spider-Man outfit. The kid cannot love me anymore.
Oh yeah.
The look on his face when I handed him that Spider-Man costume. He thought he was actually Spider-Man.
Yeah, I have a caveat to this because I think I got Jack the same Spider-Man costume or pretty darn near it at about the exact same age. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a rite of passage that at this age that kids all love Spider-Man. Jack's room is still Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
like just decorated. And I have a little video of about this age where Jack and me acted out like a little Spider-Man routine.
Uh-huh.
He peed the Spider-Man costume because he did not want to take it off or have to worry about how to pee. Like, he whizzed the Spider-Man costume during the video. I have to find the video somewhere. Yeah. I don't think I could ever post it to social media because it's kind of like, you know, child shaming, but it was awesome. I couldn't even be mad. He loved the Spider-Man costume that much. He just stood there well after he was toilet trained and just whizzed the Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, my son's toilet trained, but I thought the exact same thing. I thought as soon as I saw him put on the first time, that's getting peed in. No question. I honestly, because also the way you put it on, there's no spider fly there. And so, spider fly.
Yeah.
Spider caught a fly. It's at the back. You climb in the back. So, you know, when that happens, you got to have some lead time to get him out of that. And he's so excited. He's running and jumping over the couch. And I was like, he's going to pee in that, which I'm fine with. I'm okay with it.
Well, at least you say, well, Jack did. Yeah, yes. You're now tied.
Yeah. So I went to buy it and I was going to get like a little bit bigger size that we could grow into it. Then I was like, oh, come on, get the one that fits. What's wrong with you? Plus, they didn't have the bigger size. They had his size, and then like for 8 year olds,
right?
And so much bigger. But the problem was with his. It didn't come with a mask. There was no mask attached to it.
Oh, no.
I said, the kid needs a mask. And they only had one left in his size. And I guess the mask had fallen off. But the 8-year-old size, they all had. They had masks attached. But they said, 8-year-old mask. And I said, well, my kid's got a big head for some reason. It'll fit. So I went and told the lady working at the H&M. I was like, yeah, listen, explain the situation. And she said, oh, I can't sell it to you. I can sell you this one at a discount. Without the mask, or that's it. I can't give you that mask.
Go half and half, yeah.
I said, well,
you crazy?
Yeah, I was like, why not? I mean, theoretically, you could sell me this one at full price with that mask, and then just discount that next one if that day comes. Or maybe you don't discount it. Maybe they don't know they have a mask. I don't care. No longer my problem. I have a mask.
Right.
And she says, well, yeah, but. I can't do it. Like we talked last week because we're in Germany.
Yes, this is. Can't do it. Yeah, rules are rules.
And I gave her the look. I gave her the can't we? And I'll ask my manager. And so she went and asked her manager, and her manager, I think in German, was basically just said, "Yeah, I don't care.
Like, perfect.
Do whatever you want. Like, are you kidding? Why are you wasting my time?"
Yeah.
And so they did it. So I took the he has the 6 to 8 year old mask size, but it fits fine.
Sure.
He's not actually Spider-Man.
Right.
So, anyways, so I managed to convince him to go downstairs and because I had the white background set up, like the seamless white background for a photo shoot I was doing.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, jump in there and do me a favor, jump up in the air once. And that's what he did. He jumped up in the air, snapped his shot, and decided it was cool on its own. But I decided with one click, I'm just going to get rid of that white background.
Yeah.
And try to put him on his own cartoon, his own, comic book cover.
Yeah, why not?
Done.
Nice.
So I did, threw it on there over top of the old Spider-Man, kind of had to sort of clone out the old Spider-Man a little bit behind him where he didn't cover him. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of posterized him in a little cartoon effect in Photoshop just to kind of make him fit in.
So it's it fits. No, it's good. I think this is an appropriate use of that kind of adjustment. It works because of the background is cartoon, and it would look a bit odd if it wasn't, if it was just sharp digital photo on top of this background. So I like
on the couch.
Yeah, I like it. My only criticism, and it's a small one, but it's because I am hardcore Spider-Man to the core, a huge mm-hmm. Spider-Man fan growing up, all things Spider-Man I love. Like I said, decorated when when we had Jack, I basically decorated his room Spider-Man from the time that, you know, he was like, I don't know, he was 6 months old. We decorated. He's like, he's having a Spider-Man room. That was a conscious decision on my part, loving Spider-Man as a kid. I'm like, he's going to like Spider-Man, which of course he does. You didn't teach him the Spider-Man web hand positioning.
I did. He
big
didn't.
Mistake. Big Here, mistake.
No. I have photos of him doing that.
Oh, gosh.
Not jumping, though. He couldn't he couldn't master it. First day, he was so... This is 5 minutes into him owning this thing.
Okay.
So the excitement level is that he's at an 11.
I got it, yeah.
So the fact that I even had him on the white background was a horrible idea because he tripped and fell over the white, seamless white background about 16 times.
Right.
Because every time he would take a picture, he'd run over, "Daddy, can I see it?" I wouldn't show him, right? I still don't show him. I'm like, "No, we'll show you later." But then he'd run back on the thing and wipe out every single time. So I do have one of him doing the Spider-Man with the
webs.
Hands.
Yeah, the web hands.
He's kind of masking his face in it, like the way he's turned.
Yeah, I get it. It's the age. Yeah, so. It is what it is. Yeah. Again, great photo. Love it. If those hands were replaced with the web hands, oh god, this is poster in his room.
I'm gonna buy some red socks and red gloves to add to this.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I know. It'd be nice. Maybe a red turtleneck wouldn't hurt either. But
they actually have. Like the web shooters, you've probably seen this too, eh?
Really?
Yeah, and you buy web sauce that goes into the web shooters, and they literally shoot webs. We didn't have them, but they're out there. Literally, the little button press, and the kid shoots web.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's a cool kid right there.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back into the archives from years back and see if I can find a picture of Jack in the... in the Spider-Man costume.
I'm considering getting one for myself.
Well, I bought the full-size Flash costume Halloween's back, and we went as father and son Flash.
That's true.
Remember the video?
I remember the video.
Infamous video.
The getting old video, but...
Yeah, you need a Spider-Man, father and son Spider-Man.
Well, he asked me if I would go as Superman this year. I don't know why. I'm like, I don't really want to cross the DC and the Marvel universe.
Yeah, you can't do that. No, you got to stick with
Come
Marvel.
On, kid. Why don't I just go as Batman, all right? Like, that's the same thing. Like, that's nonsense.
Yeah, big Spider-Man, little Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Well, I always convinced my kids that I was actually Spider-Man when they were little.
Right.
Just because I thought that'd be cool. I could tell their friends, you know, my dad's Spider-Man, and they could get their ass kicked at school. You know? No, he's not. Anyways, all right, let's have a look at yours now. See, the funny thing is we both shot ours in a bubble, not knowing that the other person was going to Photoshop their pictures.
Yeah, I think it's kind of become a thing for Halloween now. I think I've done it a couple times. I did it with Iron Man with Jack, and I think now it's at least a couple years where I've done their Halloween photos, not necessarily posted it or used it for the podcast, but where I've kind of done it for them. That I
he seemed to be a lot more into the Iron Man one.
He wanted tough as nails look to this. Donkey Kong is not a happy go lucky. So
right.
Jack, and he really wanted the barrel thing. He's like, I need to be holding a barrel, and it's got to be like this. So
how does he know what Donkey Kong is?
Because they make it for the updated like systems and stuff. So he has a Donkey Kong game. I think at one point there's a Donkey Kong cartoon, but it's like an updated Donkey Kong. It's not the old school. He's played the old school because there was a arcade in Disney World that had all the old games, and he thought it was the greatest thing ever, like the original Donkey Kong game.
Yes.
But he also knows Donkey Kong is the updated version. And there was a Adam Sandler movie, Pixels, where they had all the old video games, and he saw that and thought it was fantastic too. So Donkey Kong is still current with the kids.
Okay.
And he's got the Donkey Kong has a tie, as you see in his photo, and it actually has a DK on it. I just old schooled it up with the background to make it bring it back to the original Donkey Kong.
Nice. Nice.
But that was just a green screen photo, and then I just overlaid the text.
So he has the costume.
Yeah, he wanted to wear the mask. There's a full Donkey Kong mask, but I thought, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. If you wear the mask, nobody's going to be able to know who it is. So I talked him into doing one without the mask. And of course, I had to shoot a couple with the mask so that, you know, he knew I was
just
doing
the
mask.
You don't even take the picture, just pop the flash.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I did. And then when I showed him the picture, he's like, I want the mask. And I said, no. We did one with the mask. I need to see your face. So, so there you go. So I just did that quickly. And, in Photoshop, tried to find a barrel that I thought would work and wasn't too distracting. And so he was adamant on the barrel. So just, again, it's pretty easy on Google to find, little, files that are already pre-Photoshopped. So I looked up, free images and barrel and boom, just there's probably 15 or 20. I just picked one.
Or it comes in layers already?
Oh, they're already done. Yeah, they're PNG files, I guess. Huh. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
So you just basically type in barrel PNG free, and then you'll find images, and they'll even show you in Google like you can select ones that are there's no copyright restrictions. You can alter them in the image and blah blah blah. So they already select it all out to what's okay for you to do. But yeah, they've already pulled them, so the layer's already done, which is really nice. So same with the text, the Donkey Kong, you could just basically, that was already pre-Photoshop, so I just can lay that on a layer. So this is all done in like 3.5 minutes. Like once you've taken your photo and pulled your subject from the background, it's just like three layers, the background, and then I guess four, because you have your image. So background, arcade games, the Donkey Kong text, the barrel, and your kid. So, but done all super quick because they're already separated. So
it's a brave new world.
Yeah, I like it. I like it because it's fun. The kids like it, and it can be done really quickly. I think people expect that this sort of project takes a lot longer than it actually does.
That's nice.
And then my daughter's was again same thing.
Just look out! There's a wolf.
A couple layers, and say the same thing with that wolf. Free wolf PNG file, and there's a whole bunch of different wolves in different positions. And I liked this one. It was kind of ominous looking. Like I imagine Little Red Riding Hood is not coming across a super happy wolf. So yeah, that's it. And then, and again, the background was just again a free woods wallpaper.
Nice. And who's happier with their final image?
Oh, Sarah, of course. She loves. But again, that's pictures in general. I don't think you're even my very best pictures of Jack, he kind of shrugs off like, oh, okay, that's okay.
Yeah, moving on.
So whereas Sarah, she kind of gets into it, and she gets,
hand this out at school.
She gets dolled up. I'm sure she immediately wants a print that she can put in her room. Like she's into it. Yeah.
No, it's a good one. Definitely. So. And what the little thing I like that I don't know if it was an oversight or not, but I really like it. It's you did the sort of the magazine cover move that every magazine now sort of has part of their. The title, like the name of the magazine, obscured by the photo.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose, and I did it because. And then I saw that you did it with the Spider-Man just a little bit too, and I'm like, that's totally an Al move. The just having a little. And again, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But in this one, I intentionally did it, and I like the look of it too.
I don't know if mine was actually intentional this time. I think I just needed him to be that size to cover Spider-Man. But once I saw that it was going to do that, I was pretty happy. I like when it does that.
Yeah,
I like that overlap. I like that.
And some words work better than others too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you want to be able to obviously know what it's saying, but
hey,
it
look,
is...
you're on the cover of Vague.
That's right.
No, that's Vagu. No.
Right.
Vogue. Wait. What?
Yeah.
You started this.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Topic. This week, firmware.
Yes.
What? Finally.
300 and how many? What episode? 304, 305, whatever we're on.
303 wasted episodes of not talking about firmware.
All the my inbox is full of listener requests.
It came up though to me personally like a couple months ago.
Okay.
And right, Well,
tell me about it.
What is firmware?
It's
I had to Google it. I don't know what I know what it is.
Software inside the camera, and they like I don't know, like an operating system on a computer. They have a sort of operating system that runs the camera. Is that what it is?
That's pretty much it. It's like a hard baked in program code, I think is the best way to put it. That's kind of in the non-removable memory of your camera or other device, but we're talking about cameras specifically. So it's basically what kind of runs your camera so that if you take your, compact flash drive out, you can still run your camera.
Right.
So if it's on there, then you're in trouble, but it's the same with your computer. You take your hard drive out, there's still that baked in program code, the basic stuff that will run your computer. But I had to Google that because it's one of those things where I'm like, I know what it is, but how do I describe it? And even then, I don't know if I did a good job. However, Why is it important? Why is firmware a thing, and what does it mean to us? Why would it be important to us? It rhymes with pup dates.
Well, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. The only thing that I could think of is that sometimes when they first introduce a camera, they're unaware of certain glitches or problems with the camera. Maybe there's something in the focusing system. Maybe there's, again, some issue that pops up once enough users have had time with the camera, and therefore they make some adjustments, and then you can change it so that you get the best possible results.
Yes. That's one reason. Or there's other like things that just weren't even possible or thought of. Like, for example, with the 5D Mark II, when it first came out, people asked, well, hey, can we shoot video on this? And they said, well, actually you can. And so I believe video itself was a firmware update.
Really?
If not, it was included, and then only at 30 frames per second.
Okay.
Which is 9/10 useless. 30, like, we don't shoot anything. 30 frames per second is useless. And I'm talking actually 30 frames, not 29.97, which is useful. Because the TV that you see, it, you know, in North America is called 30 frames a second. It's really not. It's 29.97. Thus, it's the standard, so you would want your camera to shoot that if, in fact, you wanted to shoot that frame rate.
Right.
Which I don't. I don't even shoot that frame rate ever, ever, ever. I shoot 24 frames a second, which isn't even true. I shoot 23.976, but they call it 24 and no one cares.
Gotcha.
So that's the deal. So you shoot 24 frames a second. Actually, now I'm looking back, I'm pretty sure 23.976. Anyways, point being, when it first came out, you could shoot 30 frames. That was that. And then they basically updated the firmware to add it so that you could shoot 20, you could choose between 24 or 25 in Europe or 30. And so that's an example of, hey, yeah, great, we can fix this in post, and you can go ahead and update.
Gotcha.
But for me, that was never a thing, because when I bought my 5D Mark II way back when, like 6+ years ago, it had already been out long enough that mine came with the updated firmware. So I could shoot that stuff. It didn't matter. However, when I was going to go on vacation to Italy a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about which camera you're going to take and this and that, I had bought new cards. For shooting, skip back. The previous June, I'd gone over to England to shoot with Nate Adams and Adam Carolla that project. I bought a couple of new compact flash cards, high capacity, 64 gig cards.
Yes.
Figured, hey, I'll take those on my vacation, just shoot stills on that, you know, never fill it. It's great. Pop it in the 5D Classic that I was taking and quickly realize, it thinks it's an 8 gig card. It can't handle a 64 gig card. Now, I had been shooting with a 16 gigabyte card in that camera for like a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing it's only... When I format that card in the camera before I shoot, it formats it to 8 gig. It leaves half of it out of there because it doesn't recognize. When they made that camera, those cards didn't exist. They were theoretical,
mm-hmm.
and thus not part of the firmware.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
8 gig was the max. And I was wondering about that because I remember talking to you. You have the 5D Classic, and you were shooting large capacity cards. And I thought,
yeah, like mine's not that big, but I might have a. I think I might have a 32 or it's at least a 16 or a 32 that I use in that. And again, it always gives you more image files, like gives you like, oh, it runs off the chart, right? It's like whatever it maxes out at 1,000 image files at a time or 2,000, whatever it is. So I mean, again, you just theoretically you're like, okay, I can never fill it, but is that obviously still only at 8 gigs?
Quite possible. And so for me, I was looking at that, and so I remember formatting it. And then noticing something was kind of funny because I popped it back in my computer and one time noticed it just said 8 gig. And I thought, oh, wow, that's weird. And then it popped it back in the camera, went to format it again, and it said, you want to format, basically, it's, you know, this 8 gigs, you want to format it. I said, well, it's 16. So I went and did my homework, as I should have done in the first place, and found out that there was a firmware update that was released quite a few years ago that will allow that camera to handle large format, up like 64 and beyond. I don't even know how much higher, because I don't have bigger than 64. Mm-hmm. But it'll now format those cards, 64 gig cards, at 64 gig. So you might want to have a look at the firmware. I'm going to go ahead and guess that yours is probably up to date, that the guy you bought yours a little more recent than I did. And yeah. And the one I bought mine from Marquardt, and he'd been basically, it'd been sitting in his locker at, you know, at the office for like 3 years untouched.
Right.
Before he sold it to me. And so I know he didn't keep it up to date. So never even occurred to me. But so now, point is, I went ahead and updated the firmware, 64 gigs, blam. So instead of not filling a 16 gigabyte card or 8 gigabytes, I can not fill a 64.
Yes.
Hello. But for depending on your camera, I mean, there's other versions, other little things that might apply to you. Maybe it's different languages. It could be anything. It could be updated autofocus. Who knows? You're going to want to do that. How do you do that? First of all, where do you find out that information?
The internet.
The internet is your best friend. Go ahead, go to the manufacturer's website and find out. So for our situation, it was Canon. And Canon has all the documentation about that and what the latest version should be. You can go into your camera in the menu and find out, find the firmware submenu. It'll tell you what version you have hard-baked into your camera.
Right.
Go online, find out if that is the latest version, and if it's not, you're going to want to upgrade that. Now, here's how you do that. You're going to find a download link on your manufacturer's website. Go ahead and do that. And basically follow their instructions. They provide detailed instructions, but we'll kind of go over it right now because it's kind of important.
Okay.
Now, have you done this?
I've done it for the 6D.
Okay. First things first is take either your CF or your SD card or whatever card you shoot with, put it in the camera that you're going to update, and format that camera, or format that card in the camera. That's important.
Gotcha.
Then take it out, plug it into the computer that you downloaded the firmware update to, and load that firmware onto the CF card.
Okay.
Pop that out.
Or SD card.
Or whatever it is, whatever you're shooting with.
Yeah, sure.
Now pop it back into the camera, but you have to format it in camera first.
Okay.
That's the point. Once it's back in your camera, find the firmware menu. Find the firmware selection in your menu.
Yep.
And basically follow those instructions. It'll ask if you want to update, etc., etc. Now, the things to watch out for so that you don't brick your camera is make sure you have a fully charged battery.
Okay.
You don't want this process to stop right in the middle and then all of a sudden you have nothing. You have no firmware and you're out of luck. You could be out of luck.
Okay.
You could just be using that as a paperweight from then on. So one way for that to happen is to have your battery be almost dead, and then right in the middle of the... It's not a long process, but it's long enough that if your battery died, you'd be pretty upset.
Okay.
Also, do not stop the process in the middle. Like, let it do its thing. Other than that, you're going to be... As long as you're careful, you're good to go. From then on, you can go ahead and... I would, once it's done, I'd reformat that card, get rid of the firmware on there, on your CF SD card or whatever it is, and you're all set. That's how you do it. Now, what about hacking the firmware?
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, people have done that. People have taken the firmware and said, like, that's great. And this is specific to video. This is how I know it. Is a hack that I've never actually used, although some people swear by it, so I think I'm going to give it a try. I wrote down Magic Pumpkin for some reason, I guess because it's Halloween, but it's actually called Magic Lantern.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this, yeah.
So what it does is adds a whole bunch of features to your camera that like, you know, audio bars or focus peaking and a whole bunch of stuff that is really, really handy to have that didn't come with the original thing. Now they say, oh, be careful because it'll void your warranty. And but pretty much everybody I've talked to says they like they have no problem with the Magic Lantern add-on for the Canon cameras.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to give it a try and hope I don't screw it up.
Okay, you do it first, and then if you're if it works out, I'll do it. Yeah.
I don't know that it'll be of any use to you.
Okay.
Like for me, in terms of shooting, like shooting professional video and stuff, and that's kind of where it comes in. Like you're never looking at that going, oh man, I wish I had audio bars on the main screen.
No, I'm not. No.
You know, and you're not doing a lot of manual focusing and or.
No.
Or, oh, geez, I wish I had the 2:35:1 aspect ratio bars on here.
No.
Doesn't come up.
Not. No, it doesn't.
No. So those are the kinds of things that I would like to have, and so I'll give it a shot.
Okay, let us know.
Any questions regarding firmware?
No.
Okay.
I've done it. It's as easy as you described.
Yes.
There's nothing to it. Like you say, the key bit there being format your card first before you start the process.
That's it.
Feel like that's where most people might go wrong.
Pretty sure Adam, right after this, is going to go check the firmware on his 5D Classic.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. Do it. All right, challenge for next week. I got one if you don't.
I do not.
I was kind of inspired by this week.
Disneyland.
Well, I kind of hope it ties right in.
Okay.
To all your right. trip.
All right.
How about movie poster?
Okay. Sure.
Whew, dodge the bullet there. Good.
That's it then.
And yeah, no, hey, all that's right. the show. All right. Well, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca and also at the Two Hosers.
Okay. Two Hosers Facebook page. Is how
sure.
You, is how you finish that normally.
Or the Two Hosers website, maybe. Yes. It's all very confusing, this whole internet thing. How about your stuff?
Well, I was going to talk about the Two Hosers site.
Okay, sorry.
You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find the links, the photos, and everything we just talked about. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.